Welcome back to the WDKX podcast. This is Jasmine, and I'm joined by two very special guests today. I have the president of the Rochester Association of Black Journalists, Mr. Richard McCullough. How are you doing today?
Very good. It's great to be with you, Jasmine.
Awesome, awesome. And then I also have the VP of Print, Mr. Kevin Hicks as well. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear. So a lot of you may be familiar with Mr. Richard McCullough. He does our weather every day, so you probably know his voice already. He's an award-winning meteorologist. He's well-known in the community of Rochester. And today we're here to talk about an amazing honor that the Rochester chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists has received. And that is the 2019 Chapter of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. So you all beat out every other chapter in the nation to win this award.
What happened is they narrowed it down to five.
Okay.
And we were among the five.
Okay. What were the other four?
Well, Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Los Angeles.
Wow.
Milwaukee.
San Diego.
And us, I think. Yeah.
Twin Cities.
There
wow.
we go. Thank you, Kevin.
Those are really big cities that Rochester beat out.
We beat them out.
That is amazing.
Yes. We are a powerhouse here in Rochester.
I see.
Yeah.
And everyone else sees now, too. Absolutely. So what does it take to become the National Chapter of the Year chapter? How do you become that? What do you have to do?
Well, they have a criteria for us,
okay.
One of which is advocacy.
Okay.
That's a very important one because the local chapters advocate for their journalists of color against any kind of discrimination, racism, you know, anything like that. Advocacy is very important. Fundraising and community involvement is very important.
Yeah, the community involvement, one of the things they cited us for is last year was the year of Frederick Douglass, the 200th anniversary of his birth, and one of the things we spoke out against was the vandalism about
one of the
13 statues around the community.
Gotcha. So you all were the top in all of those categories against all those bigger cities.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. That is an amazing honor. And we're very proud here at WDKX.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that you all are here telling everyone about it. It's amazing. I'm so happy. So the Rochester chapter of the Black Journalists Association, or the Rochester Association of Black Journalists, excuse me, you're also hosting an event in celebration of this honor as well.
Yeah, we're calling it Break Bread with RABJ.
Okay.
And it's tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Hyatt Hotel.
Okay, awesome.
Admission is free. However, we are asking you to go to our Facebook page and just make a little reservation. There's going to be networking and just camaraderie, and there will be food and drinks for purchase there.
Wonderful. So this is open to the public.
Yes,
you
definitely
don't have to pay to get in.
No.
Oh, amazing. So you can just come in, network, see the different members of the RABJ as well. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And you said the Hyatt.
Right, the downtown Hyatt.
It'll
be in their rooftop lounge. So
we've
got a nice very setting.
Okay.
If you've never been to the rooftop lounge, it's very nice. I recommend it.
I've never been there. That's amazing.
Well, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, thank you. And it's going to be a nice night for that, too. It's nice outside.
Absolutely. Forecast is very nice.
Yes, of course you would know.
Yes, it is. It's perfect. This is a perfect time for coming out and hanging out with RABJ.
Absolutely. And how can they find your Facebook page? What is the name of your Facebook page?
The website is rabjournalist.org.
Okay.
And, of course, the Facebook page is Rochester Association of Black Journalists on Facebook.
Yeah, they can just do a search.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
And we really want to let you know about, we have ongoing things in Rochester. We have a film series called the Black Cinema Series that we've joined with the Little Theater in downtown, prestigious theater here. And this is the third year that we've been doing this. And what we do every month is feature a film, an Afrocentric film.
Okay,
at the Little Theater.
Okay, wonderful.
And so it's every month. And if you check our Facebook page, check our website, and check the Little Theater page, you will see what we're featuring every month. In fact, Decades of Fire is coming up the 27th of September.
6:30 p.m.
Decades of Fire is about the rash of these buildings that were set a fire in the Bronx in the 70s. So we every month we do something. I mean, we did we featured a lot of films. What talk about some of them?
Oh gosh, we did one about African Americans at the Olympics in 1932. We brought in the filmmaker, and we're bringing in the filmmaker again for a decade of fire too.
Wonderful.
Which beside about the burning of buildings in the 1970s in the Bronx, it's also about gentrification, which is a very hot topic
right now. Topic. Yes.
Yes.
A lot of us are seeing the effects of it.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's very interesting. You can see the history behind it and where it came from, where it's going.
Yeah.
So is there going to be like a discussion with the filmmaker?
Yes, definitely. The filmmaker is coming in. She's very excited. Mm-hmm. And we aren't always able to get the filmmaker. Sometimes we have panel discussions with local leaders. Mm-hmm. So this is really a treat to have the filmmaker come in. So after the 6:30 film, please stay afterwards for a discussion with the filmmaker.
Amazing.
And sometimes we even have them Skyped in.
Oh,
sometimes we have the director Skyped in.
We have technology now.
Yeah,
so.
we use the technology. We Skype them in. I got to tell you, Jasmine, we had last year when the terrible story of the young kid with autism drowned in the
Trevion.
That school is down on South Avenue.
Yes.
As you know, and what we did was we joined with the school, and we made a special screening of Black Panther for the kids of the school, just kind of, you know, perk up their spirits.
Yeah.
And so they came down and during the day, and we had them in there and had a beautiful day with them. We sponsored it with the little theater. We just want to let you know that we're in the community, we're doing all kinds of things, and just having a good time with allowing the community to learn new things and to be educated.
Yeah, this month we're partnering, or rather next month, I'm jumping the month here, in September with the African American Leadership Development Program, and we're presenting a media panel with them so that those people who are going through that program can learn about how to access the media, how they can better react when there's a crisis in their organization. And this is, I believe, our fifth year doing that. So the organization just celebrated 15 years in April. And so that's among the outreach programs that we have.
Awesome. And the African American Leadership Development Program, that sounds super familiar. I think I actually was a part of that when I was in high school. Is that, okay, so when I was in it, it was at the Red Cross. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's at the Red Cross. Yeah,
oh, wow. You were there. I was there.
That's beautiful.
It was a really great experience, actually. There was a lot of, they had the mentors, so there were people that were, they're my age now, but as a high schooler, they seem so much older, and they're so cool because they're close to your age, but they're older. So it was actually a really fun experience. I learned a lot of stuff. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, and I went right to School of the Arts, so after school, I would just walk over there. It was easy. Yeah, my mom knew where I was. It was great.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys are working with them with them developing, or you have developed a media program for that. Oh, wow. Why didn't you do that in 20... When was I in there?
Yeah, about five years ago, they reached out to us and asked us to be a part of the many panels that they have during the
Amazing.
Week. And it's just one example. We're partnering with Causeways for something that's coming up that is about how African Americans are portrayed in the media.
Oh,
and
that is
so stay tuned for more information about that. And
that's a sensitive one.
Young people who are interested in journalism or field of communications can apply for our scholarship, the Wyoma Best Scholarship for Future Journalists. Mm-hmm. And we'll be having information up on our website soon about that. And we've had many people go through that program.
So this scholarship, This is for college?
Right. It's for seniors and who are intending to go into journalism, seniors in high school. And it's named after Wioma Best, who many may know as was a pioneering journalist here in broadcast journalism.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things that you guys are doing that I honestly didn't even know half of these things that were going on. This is amazing.
And people are also welcome to come out to our meetings, which are Saturdays, the second Saturday of the month at 10:30 at WXXI. So if you're interested in communications media, come on out.
So anyone can come to the meetings, even if they're not, quote unquote, a member of RAB. So how do I become a member if that's something that I want to join, if I want to be part of these community, part of this community organizations and programs that you guys are, you know, putting on?
Yes. We have information on our website.
Okay.
And you can fill out a form there. And if you have questions, you can communicate through our website or Facebook page, and we can answer those.
Awesome. And the website, again, is rabjournalists.org?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So rabjournalists.org, if you want to be a part of a lot of these wonderful program initiatives that are being created by the RAB chapter, that is how you can find out. If you want to be a member, that is how you can get information and fill out your information to sign up. There's meetings that you can go to, so you can learn about all these different things every Saturday, second Saturday of the month. Every second Saturday
second
of the month.
Second Saturday of the month, and also we have meetings during the week as well. Some people can't attend on Saturday, so we have meetings during the week as well.
Okay.
In the middle of the week. You just have to go to our site and see that. It's usually like a Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
They alternate. Each month they alternate from a Saturday to a weekday.
Gotcha. Do you guys have an email list?
Oh, we have a newsletter that goes out.
Right. I'm like, how can I?
Yeah, and if you go to our website, you can click on the appropriate spot, and we'll get you on our list, and that comes out regularly.
So, wow, my mind is blown. There's so many things happening. So many things. Well, I understand how you won the National Association of Black Journalists 2019 Chapter of the Year. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It all makes so much sense now.
I mean, it's something that we've been working to. It wasn't just last year we had to We had to build up to it.
This is, you know what? One thing that I've been focused on, and then just as a young person trying to navigate through this world, is building. Mm-hmm. I'm working on just being patient with building things up and that not everything is going to happen overnight.
No.
And you have to be patient, and you have to go with your time, and you have to continue to build. And you guys have been building, and you will continue to build. So that is amazing. That's a great inspiration.
And since you mentioned being a young person, one of the things that has been great about this award, it was a combination of those who have been in the organization for a while. I guess you could call us elder statesmen.
Veterans.
And millennials.
Yes.
So two of our officers are in that category, and they brought their ideas, and we brought our ideas, and it's been great.
And I think also it's important to know that when we do this, it's very important to archive information, and the application for Chapter of the Year, you know, which I put together, was 27 pages long of activities that we did in the last year. And so
you wrote a small book.
It's important to archive. People don't know what you do. You have to let people, you have to show people what you do. You have to do that.
Yes.
So it's a lot of work. And we have a good team and people that work. We have a small but good team that works together. And we were able to do a lot of things in the last year, and we're excited about this year as well.
And one of the things that we're really treasure is that many years ago, for our Salute to Excellence Award, we honored Andrew Langston, the founder of WDKX, just after he had passed. So we've got that archived of when that ceremony was held. So we look to him as a trailblazer and pioneer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. Richard McCullough, Kevin Hicks of the Rochester Association of Black Journalists, the president and the VP of print are here. And I want to thank you guys for sharing with us all the amazing things that you've done for this community. I mean, honestly, it really helps with the pride that you have in your city when you know that there are people that care and they're doing all these amazing things. So all these wonderful things that we have been talking about can be found on their website, rabjournalist.org. You can look for their newsletter. You can look for all the things they're doing with the Little Theater. You can look for all of the things they're doing with Causeways, with the African American Leadership Development Program. I could go on forever, but I won't. Just go to the website or go to their Facebook page, RABJ. Everyone knows how to use Facebook. Again, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Absolutely. You guys have a great day. And thank you for tuning in to the WDKX podcast. We are signing off.